Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Holber Cabrera. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a line drive towards first. Konerko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burley fires to first and has Vizquel trapped. There's the throw to Clayton, who tags Vizquel for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is called out on strikes. 1 out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Freiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar strikes out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Clayton. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Durham reaches second base with a double. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rowand is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rowand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero takes first base on ball 4. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Freiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordero moves to second. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz is hit by the pitch. Cordero moves to third. Freiman moves to second. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Cordero scores. Freiman moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Freeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Clayton moves to second. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rowand strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Lee reaches second base with a double. Clayton scores. Durham moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Danis Baez now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Freiman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Embree now pitching. Holbert Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a pop-up towards first. Tomy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tomy is called out on strikes. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Freiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freiman takes first base on ball 4. Matt Ginter now pitching. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freiman moves to second. Holbert Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Freiman scores. Diaz moves to third. It's 8-2, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Diaz scores. Cabrera moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clayton takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Clayton moves to third. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. Clayton scores. One out. It's 9-3, Indians. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rowand moves to second. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rowand scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Paul Shuey now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-3 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to second. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clayton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Clayton strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.